This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Reservoirs supplying the Metro Denver area are well below average and likely shrinking for the rest of the year. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Denver Water serves 1.5 million people in Denver and its suburbs. A recent supply update shows its reservoirs were 81% full on June 15. That's compared to an average of 95%. With snowpack long gone and irrigation season picking up, those levels are set to drop even further. The utility has already limited lawn watering to 2 days per week. It's hoping those types of rules can help cut overall usage by 20%. And if it can't, residents and businesses can expect further restrictions. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Bureau of Land Management sold more than 147 oil and gas leases in Colorado this week, the largest sale in the state in over a decade. That accounts for more than 134,000 acres of public lands. It comes as the Trump administration has ramped up oil and gas leasing across the West and reduced how much companies pay. In Aurora, the mayor is sleeping in his city's new homeless shelter. Denverite's Kyle Harris explains why.
Mike Kaufman has called his shelter a national model, an alternative to what's known as housing first. When it opened last fall, he called homelessness an addiction and mental health issue. In response to some criticisms, Kaufman started sleeping there every Friday night. Now, he says his views on homelessness have changed, and he acknowledges an economic dimension as well.
People that live paycheck to paycheck, if something happens, they can become homeless. They can become unhoused. I don't think I recognized that, you know, before, but I recognize it now.
Kaufman plans to sleep there weekly until the shelter becomes a national model, and guests have a real shot at thriving. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
More news at denverite.com and at cpr.org.